Oh, this is really good.
Okay, yeah, which part do you want?
I don't care. Which part do you feel more comfortable reading?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
I'll go first. Okay. You be the George.
Okay, it sounds good.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Excuse me, I think you forgot my Bread album.
Bread? $2 extra.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3.
What?
No records for you.
Oh, I forgot about that part where he goes, $3.
All right, so one of the great things about this week is we've been able to talk with some people who have, in the past, maybe emailed the show or called and left a message on the show, and then we called them this week, and we're like actually talking with them. Yeah. It's really fun.
Like Kevin yesterday,
and we have a couple others coming up later in the week, regulars on the show. But we're also getting some new people in the mix here.
New people. I love that.
Like Mike Coley on Monday.
Cool.
And today's guest is somebody we've never talked with before, has never called or emailed to my knowledge. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but let's call him up here.
Okay.
This is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jib Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We're talking about Record Store Day week. It was recently held, and we wanted to talk to people about what cool stuff they bought, and we put some stuff out on social media asking for volunteers, and this guy, he put several things on our social media saying he wanted to be on. So let's give him a call here.
I'm really interested to learn his record day story.
His name is Scott Parks, and I'm dialing now. Boom, there we go. Let's see if we get Scott on the line.
Hello.
Hello, Scott.
Hey, how's it going? Is this Jim?
This is Jim.
It sounds like you.
Hey, it's Patrick, Scott. How's it going, man?
How's it going, Patrick?
I'm doing
good
well.
Good to talk to you guys.
You too. Thanks for coming on our show.
No problem. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So we were just saying, Scott, that this is the first time that you have been on the show.
That's true. My friend Justin Steiner here in Valparaiso has been on many times, and I've been jealous every time I hear him on the show. It's time for me to come on.
That makes sense.
So you have not called in and left a message before. You have not emailed us. None of those things.
I have tweeted numerous times. I've never done Facebook, emailed. I've had some thoughts to call, but I could never put anything together that I thought would make sense.
Well, you obviously haven't listened to our show too closely.
Yeah, I'm usually better with, 200 or 140 or 280, whatever the character limit is on Twitter. I'm usually better short statements when it comes to specifically writing. And I don't know. I just haven't really come up with anything that I wanted to call about. But
I'm glad you're here now. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I am too.
Yeah, so you wanted to talk about Record Store Day. We'll get that out in a second. So you live in Indiana?
I do. I live in Indiana, Valparaiso. We're about an hour from Chicago.
That's right. I had the geography all mixed up last time we talked about Valpo. So
yeah, we had our Indiana geography was a little
I don't know.
What was the other place? Was Valparaiso, and we were wondering how far it was to somewhere
Bunker Hill.
That's right.
Yes,
Bunker Hill. I'm not familiar with Bunker Hill. I'm familiar with most of Indiana. I've been to Bloomington many times, as I know you have, Jim.
Yes.
I'm a Boilermaker though, so I'm not a big Bloomington guy.
Call's over. So.
Hello.
Yeah. Exactly.
No, that's a school.
It's a great school. Yeah, it's a very good, very great school. As is IU. I'm not gonna put them down.
No, that's cool. All right, and what do you do there in Indiana?
I am a pharmacist.
Oh, wow.
I'm a legal drug pusher.
Yeah. Can you get us anything? Can you hook us up,
Dr. Scott?
I unfortunately can't. I need my job to be able to buy records. Support my family. So yeah.
Well, your priorities are obviously out of order, Dr. Scott. No, that's cool, man.
Yeah.
All right. And okay, so now I'm trying to remember from our correspondence. Did you say that this was the first record store day you were going to?
My first record store day. I am a vinyl a newbie.
Cool.
I would consider myself to be a junkie already, though. But I'm a huge music fan, have been for the majority of my life. My first record player, though, was purchased by my family for Christmas this last year.
Oh, so wow. That's really
I've
cool.
I've only had a turntable since Christmas. I've already amassed pushing about 45 LPs,
whoa,
though, since Christmas
clip.
Time.
Okay, so let me back up here. I want to explore this a little bit. So when you were growing up, I guess, then was it all CDs? Was that what... Your format
actually started with cassettes. I'm a little bit younger than you, but I'm still I would still consider myself to be in that same age range as you. But mostly it was cassettes. So when I grew up, I had a bunch of cassettes. CDs came around when I hit high school, and obviously CDs through college, and then post college there was always Napster, and there were, you know, eventually turned into buying music downloaded. I do a lot of streaming now. You know, I have both an Apple Music and a Spotify account.
Wow.
So my family mainly uses Spotify. They actually took over my Spotify, so I had to get my own Apple Music account so I could get recommendations for myself versus what they were listening to.
I know the feeling.
Okay, got it. So what prompted you to get into vinyl then?
I think I just really wanted to get back to having something in my hands. Hmm. Also... going to record stores. I would go to record stores as a kid throughout high school, and it was just always a place I enjoyed to go or enjoy going. And CDs just don't do it for me now. If I'm going to do something digital, I'm going to do what's easy versus having to have a CD player. So I wanted to get back into some physical media, you know, something real versus something that I can't see, something that I can hold.
That's very cool. I can totally relate to that. Yeah. And CDs nowadays, you know, I think you said that really well, Scott. They're just like, why am I bothering with this? You know,
right.
I
may
stream
as well
it.
Just pull it up on my phone.
Yeah,
and
it's going
to
sound better.
It.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I have every single song in my phone at this point right now.
Right.
So why do I need to have a little silver disc that I have to have a CD player for?
Yeah.
There's something about, for me, there's something about vinyl. You take that record out and there's a smell to it, and
mm-hmm.
there's just something to it that it just does it for me. And as you can tell, I've kind of jumped full or head first into it,
having only been
collecting for 4 months and already with almost 40 or 45 or so.
That's a good pace.
You know, the other thing about CDs today too, is that it seems like the artists or the labels, I should say, they don't put the same kind of care into the CD releases that they do the vinyls.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like the vinyls usually come in, like, you know, really well packaged with some good stuff, you know, inserted into the and all of that. And then the CD will just be like this, like, crappy little sleeve.
Yeah.
You know,
that doesn't even open half the time anymore. It's just a one page front and back. Because I think they know that nobody's buying CDs other than, you know, somebody that doesn't really care about that physical physical media.
Right.
I mean, they're buying it because they either don't have streaming or they don't know about streaming, and they don't want to go into vinyl, which, you know, as you both know, I'm sure it's not an inexpensive hobby.
No, it can be very expensive, especially on record store day when they're charging
retail
price for everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. All right. So this was your first record store day, and where did you
My
go?
First. Well, I live in basically a vinyl wasteland. Northwest Indiana is not a hotbed of vinyl activity. So I had two choices that were within a reasonable distance. I live in Valparaiso. We do have a small shop here that is a comic book store, but they also have vinyl. They're called Galactic Greg's. I chose not to go there. They did post their what they received, and they had a couple of items that I was looking for, but they didn't have some of the other ones that I really wanted. So I chose to go to a store in Griffith, Indiana, which is about a 45-minute drive based on traffic. It's closer to Chicago, and the store is called S&J Stereo. It's a store that, first time I'd ever been to the store, outside said it was established in 1970.
Nice.
So they're pushing 50 years in business.
Very cool. Like.
Yeah.
Was it
so
crowded?
That's where I went. Well, I was like a kid on Christmas Eve night. I could barely sleep on Friday night. So I actually woke up at about 5 o'clock in the morning on Saturday morning. Not purposely. I set my alarm for about 6:30 because I knew I had to drive. They were opening at 8:30.
Okay.
Woke up at 5, got ready. I just figured I'd go over there to see. I pulled into the in front of the store at about 6:05 or so, and I was the only one there.
Oh, wow.
So, which was nice. So I'm first in line. I sat there for about 15 minutes, and about 6:20, another woman showed up, and I guess she has been coming to the store periodically off and on for Record Store Day for the last few years. And there really wasn't a huge crowd. I was a little bit surprised, but not, because again, this is not a, a hotbed of vinyl activity in this area. So I was a little, I'm not going to say upset. I was a little disappointed. I was hoping for a little bit more of what you get in like a larger city, but I also was extremely pleased because I was first in line. I knew I would get what I wanted.
I was about
as
to
long
say
as they had it in stock.
Yeah. Yes, maybe correct. I'll fly out there next year if there's only a few people
exactly
in line.
Yeah, exactly. So by the time the store opened at 8:30, there were probably about 20 to 25 people online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's a pretty good size.
So it was decent. It was a little cold. Yesterday when I got there, it was about 35, 36 degrees. We've had an unseasonably cold spring so far. So that was, you know, maybe that kept some people from coming out earlier just because of the temperature. It's hard to say. But yeah, so it was a little bit busy by the time they opened, but it was a little less than what I was expecting.
Okay, cool. So a little bittersweet, but still cool.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
All right. And
it was.
Did you get a lot of stuff?
I did, yes. So my experience there also was a little strange. When I was speaking to the person who came after me, I asked her what it was like there. I was expecting to be able to go in and flip through the items. And she said, no. She said, have you ever seen Seinfeld? And I said, yeah, I used to watch Seinfeld. And she said, well, the owner of this store, he's kind of like the soup Nazi. So
you go to
the counter, and he has all of the Record Store Day items behind the counter, and you ask him for what you want, and if he has it, he says yes and pulls it out, and if he doesn't, then he says no, I don't have it. You really can't really go through the whole store because they want, you know, they want to get people in and out as quickly as possible.
Yeah,
they got a line. You know, it was a little odd, but I did get some good stuff. So I ended up walking out of there with basically every release that I looked for except one. I had a pretty sizable list. I was expecting them to not have everything on my list. I knew going in that they didn't have one of the items, but they ended up having everything that was at the top of my list but that one.
Oh, fantastic.
So it was a little crazy. I kept going down the list saying, do you have this? And they said yes. And I got to the point where I was at 6 and I was like, I can't continue because my wife would not be extremely satisfied if
no.
I continue purchasing these records. So, yes, I did get basically everything that I looked for.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I must say, all married men have their stopping point on Record Store
Day. Exactly right. I had a limit, and I did go over the limit a little bit, but I didn't go crazy. I probably could have ended up spending over my limit numerous times.
Mm-hmm. It would be easy to do. So what was at the top of your list, Scott?
So top of my list was Tonight's the Night Live, at the Roxy by Neil Young.
Very cool.
First topless girl we get up here gets one of these boots, ladies and gentlemen. Woo! There's only one reason why. We'll be right back. A sparkle was in his eye, but his life was in his hand. People, let me tell you, late at night when the people were gone, he used to pick up my guitar and sing a song in a shaky voice that was real as the day is long.
Just recently started getting into Neil Young. I've been kind of a fan of that kind of music, you know, alt country-ish. I love Wilco. I love a lot of the alt country. I love what Jason Isbell's doing right now. And a lot of the 70s stuff, Crosby, Stills, Nash, CSNY, a lot of that stuff I really like. But I really never dug into Neil Young until recently. And I started digging in, and I've been completely obsessed with the Ditch Trilogy. Specifically Tonight's the Night. I love that album, and when I saw this was going to be released, I knew that I absolutely had to have it. So that was at the top of my list, and that was the first one I asked for, and they had it, and I was extremely pleased.
Good for you.
Second on my list was Courtney Barnett, the double EP.
Yeah.
Sea of Split Peas. It's a picture disc. It is beautiful. I absolutely love it. I love Courtney Barnett. She is, in my opinion, one of the greatest artists that's currently active today. She really can do no wrong, in my opinion. My son would say the opposite. He does not care for her music, but so I kind of listened to that on my own. But that was second. I asked for that second, and they had it. And again, I was pleased. Sticking with that alt country, not that Courtney's alt country, but sticking with alt country, like I mentioned, I wanted the Uncle Tupelo No Depression demos. Mm-hmm. They had it.
Persuaded, paraded, inebriated in doubt, still aware of everything life carries on without. Cause there's one too many faces with dollar sign smiles. Gotta find the shortest path to the bar for a while. A long way from happiness to a 3-hour away town. Whiskey bottle over Jesus. Not forever. But just for now, there's a trouble around.
Again, I was surprised. I did not expect him to have that. Just based on the feel of the record store, that record store seemed to me like they were going to end up having more of the classic rock artists, you know, the Springsteen and Lou Reed, the release is similar to those people, just based on what I saw on the storefront and all the records I saw inside. Pulled it out, had it, and I was really excited. So when he had that one, I took that, and then I said, how about Wilco Live at the Troubadour? Pulled it out,
bang,
got Wilco Live at the Live at Troubadour, LA 96. It's basically songs off of AM and Being There, which Being There is my all-time favorite Wilco album. I love that album.
I can't tell you anything you don't already know. I keep on
and I should just let it go. I keep on singing. Your eyes, they just roll. I know it sounds like someone else's song from a long time ago. You already know the story. The chords are just the same.
This was kind of one I pulled out of nowhere, and it's the Baby Huey story, the living legend. I had honestly never heard of Baby Huey. I had never known the story of this artist. Started looking into it when I saw the release was coming, and saw he's from Richmond, Indiana, mm-hmm. which anytime anybody's from Indiana, I kind of, you know, it piques my interest just because I've lived in Indiana my whole life. Started looking into his story and how he made this album. He was discovered in Chicago by Donny Hathaway. Mm-hmm. Donny Hathaway had Curtis Mayfield come and watch him, and basically Mayfield was blown away by Baby Huey and wanted him to get into the studio. They recorded this album, and he died before it was ever released.
Yeah.
Then it was released, and it was a complete flop. And then it came back with DJ Kool Herc and a lot of the New York hip hop scene.
Yeah.
And it's amazing. I'm going to tell you that right now. I had never listened to it before, and it is absolutely amazing. So I don't know if you were able to get that or listen to it. It is streaming, I know, on Apple Music. So I would definitely recommend taking a look at that, because it's really good.
That's a really cool pickup. I mean, I know more about Baby Huey in reputation than actual sound. Hmm. And I think he's cited in some quarters as an influence on hip hop because of the kind of way he melded soul and kind of some, you know, spoken stuff. And
yeah,
maybe not terribly dissimilar to Sly and the Family Stone. Am I right, Scott? Yeah, is that somewhere in the ballpark?
Some of the stuff I've been reading, yeah, he kind of mixed a little psychedelia in with soul. They also said, which on this record, there's not really any of it that I've heard, but he, during some of his shows, actually would rap at certain points.
Yeah.
So he had some spoken word that, you know, kind of was similar to that early New York hip hop scene with DJ Kool Herc and what eventually ended up, you know, the Sugar Hill Gang kind of made popular.
Yeah.
So the last thing I got at S&J Stereo was the Arcade Fire EP.
Oh, okay. I saw that.
I wasn't originally going to pick this up. I was a pretty big Arcade Fire fan early on. I saw them on their first tour of the U.S. at Coachella back, I think it was in 2003 or 2005. But my wife and I flew out, went to Coachella. We saw them on their first tour. And so I wasn't going to buy this, but my friend in Utah, I've got a friend in Utah. He's like, this is one of the ones that I have to absolutely have. So I picked it up just in the off chance that he couldn't get it.
Nice.
Comes to find out he couldn't get it.
Nice.
So I've got it for him. And when I told you I couldn't find one of the items that I wanted, he found that item.
Oh, is that right?
So we're going to do a swap.
Oh, fantastic.
And sweet.
It is. And that item was at the top of my list. Most of my tweets to you guys have been about one particular artist, and it's Jason Molina.
Yeah.
I am pretty much obsessed with Jason Molina. I love everything that he's ever released, all Songs of Haya, all Magnolia Electric Company, anything that he's ever done, I love. I love all of his music. He didn't have any releases this year that were official releases by him, but Kevin Morby and Waxahachie did release a 7-inch of them singing. Yeah, they covered Farewell Transmission.
Mm-hmm.
After tonight, if you don't want this to be a secret out of the past, I will resurrect it. Good going. I'll streak his blood across my beak. Dust my feathers with his ash. Feel his ghost breathing down my bed. I will try, no, whatever I try. I will be gone, but not forever. I will try, no, whatever I try. I will be gone, but not forever. The real truth about it is, no one gets it right.
B-side is Dark Don't Hide It. I love both of those songs. I love both of those artists. Actually, that morning, yesterday morning when I was getting ready to go, I had looked, I guess, Crutchfield?
Uh-huh.
Katie Crutchfield?
That's right.
She was in Chicago at 606 Records. It was going to have a DJ set.
Oh.
And I almost decided to drive there, but I decided I would not do that because, again, sometimes you have to make the right choice in life when you have a family. So
that's right.
I decided not to do that, but that would have been really cool. But anyway, I'm going to have the 7-inch that Kevin Morby and Waxahachie did.
Wow, so cool.
In exchange for the Arcade Fire EP. So that was a really great, great purchase on my part, because I ended up with basically all six of the releases that I went there for. Last but not least, I actually did stop at the store locally here after everything died down. I came back home. They didn't open until 10, but I didn't get over there until around 11, and that's Galactic Greg's. They had basically run out of all of the Record Store Day releases, but they did have a used copy of Led Zeppelin 4, which
nice.
I didn't own. And they had 20% off used vinyl yesterday, so I picked it up.
Man, what a good day.
Store day.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
It was a great day. It was
that
a fantastic
a day.
Thank
you, man, for taking some time this afternoon. This is really nice
no
to
problem.
Talk to you.
Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you for letting me be a part of the show. I appreciate it.
Heck yeah.
And the only thing I want to find out if you know about in Indiana lore, when you mentioned Richmond, Indiana.
Yeah.
Do you remember commercials for Tom Raper RV?
I do. Yeah, my dad is actually in the RV business, if you can believe that. Yeah, he's worked for two different RV companies in Indiana. So, so I'm familiar with Tom Raper.
It's amazing.
It's the funniest thing, Patrick, because if you live anywhere within, I don't know what the radius is of Richmond, Indiana, this guy would buy, he apparently had some gigantic RV lot that people would drive for maybe hundreds of miles to go
to.
So he would buy TV commercial time.
Fantastic.
All over the state and into Ohio and Michigan probably and you know, all over the place, and you'd see these commercials
Couldn't escape them.
The drive to Tom Raper. It's called Raper.
I've lived in both corners of Indiana, northeast and northwest where I currently live. I've also lived in Indianapolis, and I can tell you at points in time I've seen and or heard commercials for Tom Raper in all three of those areas. Richmond is basically in the, you know, center, the north center of Indiana. So it's kind of in the middle of the diamond of where I've lived. There are commercials.
Yeah, we would see the commercials in Toledo. Mm-hmm. When I lived in Louisville, they'd have commercials on there. You know,
I believe it.
Yeah, amazing. All over the place. And it's, you know, it's a name that you don't forget either. So that's the other weird thing about it.
Anyway, I didn't change it.
Okay. Again, thanks very much,
This is wonderful.
Scott. This was fantastic. It sounds like you had a great day, and it's something you're going to do again, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Most definitely.
Well, keep us posted on the growing collection. We'll check in with you again in another 4 months and see what number you're up to.
I appreciate it. Again, thank you guys for what you do, and hope to talk to you again later.
Yeah, thanks. So we know Record Store Day only happens once a year, but how often do you listen to Rock in the Suburbs?
I listen to Rock in the Suburbs every day.
Very good. Good man.
And I'll need to, if you were going to do the hotline number, I was going to do the 1984.
You got it.
All right. We'll get to that in just a second here. So, every day you can hear us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, all the streaming services that Scott subscribes to.
He's got a bunch of them.
And you can also email us, rock@suburbspod.com, mm-hmm. if you have things you want to say about your growing record collections. We would love to hear that. Or you can find us on social media, Scott has done, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Suburbs Pod. Or you can call, leave a message. That number is 612-440-1984. Very good. All right. Thanks very much. And
thanks, man.
This is Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Scott, what would you like us to play out with? Anything from the Record Store Day finds?
Let's see if you can play out with some Courtney Barnett, maybe either Ovid Gardner or History Eraser from the double EP.
All right. Sounds great.
Perfect.
We got a couple more calls coming up this week. Record Store Day calls. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Raper, Midwest's largest, Richmond, Indiana, says shop out of the weather in the largest, finest RV showroom in the entire Midwest. Spectacular RV show every day. New and used motorhomes, diesel pushers, travel trailers, fifth wheels, tent campers, truck campers, cargo trailers. Nobody beats Tom Raper's deal. Not now, not ever. Call free 1-800-RAPER-RV. Richmond, Indiana. Closed Sunday.
Day to day, Tom Raper's way.
call free 1-800-RAPER-RV.
But I'm glad you brought that up, because remember I used to have that idea of broadcasting for 24 hours from a car lot on 4th of July?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe Tom Raper is the way to go.
Tom Raper.
Tom Raper RV.
Oh, man.
No soup for you. Come back 1 year.